Good afternoon and welcome to the Dr. Nyman Show. Today is Tuesday, December 29th, 2020. The focus of this update is going to be on India with the variant. For the latest, we now go to Dr. Henry Nyman.
Okay, Ryan. Yeah, thanks for the intro. We're doing these at a little higher clip. We're going to keep them short and just cover one topic at a time. The topic today, or this afternoon, is going to be two variants that were just released in India. Just a clarification before I go into India. At the end of the last update, I was talking about three more variants in Sydney, but there were three more cases in India, but the search didn't limit it to variants. And so they don't have any. They do have one that was added today. So there's three in Sydney. They didn't double it to six. There's three, but three is still a fair amount for one city. But moving on to India, India released two. Media reports indicated that they've identified six people that had arrived from the UK in three different locations. It's a little unclear. The media reports weren't that specific. And again, that's one of the advantages to focusing on the sequences, because they have a characterization sheet with each sequence. And it not only gives the whole sequence and identify which mutations are present, it also gives background on the isolate. I mean, in addition to giving it a name, many times they'll have the age and gender of the case. They'll always have the collection date, or sometimes they just say the month instead of the day. But most of the time they actually do say the day. And these two that came up today, presumably are two out of the six. So these would be travelers, but they don't say they're travelers. So they aren't exact matches by any stretch of the imagination. So it's unclear if these two are associated with travel. They actually were both identified on Christmas Day, and they both have the expected set of amino acid changes. So they're both clearly the variant has been associated with the UK. But one of them, and that is the one that's in Telangana, India, is has all of the amino acid changes in the spike protein, but it doesn't have the three positions that are deleted. And similarly, another protein, the NSB6, has another three amino acids that are normally missing. And those aren't missing out of this sequence either. So the sequence, you know, matches if you look at what amino acids were changed in the spike protein. There are seven changes that are typically found, and it has all seven. But there's also three amino acids. They're not even at the same place. There's two of them at position 69 and 70, and there's another one at position 145. And all three of those amino acids are present in this virus sequence. And similarly, there's three in a row that are missing in the NSB6, and they're all present. And so this suggests that there, I mean, it's real hard to replace deletions, because the way genes are copied, they copy off a template. So there's something that says which of the four letters goes in that position. They end up having a binary type of a pairings up. So purine always goes with the pyrimidine, and it's AT and GC. So whichever letter you have, you automatically know which one's supposed to go opposite, and then that is how you get the correct sequence. And if there's a deletion, there's nothing to copy. So to go from having the deletion to no longer having the deletion is very difficult. You'd have to know what the for each three-letter deletion, you have to know which order to put the three letters in. And it just doesn't work that way. There's no real mechanism. So about the only way you can take the missing data is to recombine with a virus that isn't missing the amino acids, and then they kind of fill that in. When they recombine, as long as it's homologous recombination, they end up recombining in the same places. And you end up copying the deletion that isn't deleted in the normal sequence. I mean, normally the amino acids are present. It's only in these variants that it's missing. So the fact that there's really three in a row in one gene, two in a row in another gene, and then one more in that same other gene, and all six of those places have been replenished, would argue that that's done by recombination. I mean, the opposite argument is that those are the last things to happen, and that all the deletions happen after all the amino acids. And that's unlikely, and that's not really supported by the data. And it's more likely that these were a variant that had the deletions, and they subsequently recombined with a second virus in the cell that didn't have it. And they basically got those deletions to be replaced. So the other development, of course, is that this virus is now circulating in India, and India has a very high number of cases. And the fact that they identified six and they announced them all in the same press conference is an indication that they've been arriving all along, and they just started zeroing in and looking for these, and they find them. And so if they look for them on Christmas and find them, that doesn't mean that they weren't there a week earlier when they weren't looking. And there's so much virus already in the country that these variants would blend in, and there really isn't an assay set up to find them without actually sequencing. And they don't do that much sequencing. And most of the countries don't do that much sequencing, including the U.S. The U.S. used to do a lot of sequencing. And they kind of lagged recently, and there's no way to tell what's here and what isn't. So that's kind of the development. There's now this variants are coming on all the time. And literally every day there's more, and they only represent a very tiny percentage of what's out there. So we'll continue doing these regular updates, and stay tuned.
For that information, that's it for right now. We will be doing another update this evening. Thanks for listening.